Y100 with Van Halen there. And more Michael Jackson tickets from your mega station. Free, too. The 100th caller when you hear the Victory Tour Hotline, followed by a Michael Jackson record. Or you can check out the coupon in this Sunday's Miami Herald. Channel 7, the Miami Herald, Y100 come through again. Just fill out that coupon in the Sunday paper and mail it to us. We may be calling you at home. If you're, if you're not too attractive or you're not that handsome or pretty, George Guff has a new product for you. That's right. On American, your mileage can add up to a day.
It's kind of crazy telling you.
Product from Gump Industries. George, you got something new, right?
Announcing from Krepco, distributed by Gump Industries, the facial stapler.
Facial stapler?
That's right. Are you so ugly you got to sneak up in the mirror to shave? Well, here's a product just for you. You want to roll that commercial?
All right, go ahead.
Fine. Daddy, all the kids at school say I'm ugly, but you don't think so, do you?
Well, kitten, let's face it. You're a troll.
Oh, gee.
But you're in luck today, Fido, because Daddy's got something for you.
Krepco is back, and now we're in your face. Yes, it's Krepco's fabulous facial stapler from Krepco. If you look like you belong on a fish hook but have never, ever, ever, never been able to afford overpriced professional plastic surgery, then this strange and painful-looking device is for you. Trained medical doctors who know what they're doing? Who needs them? Now with Krepco's fabulous facial stapler, you can create the face you've always wanted to in your own home and at just pennies a feature. Want eyebrows like Brooke Shields? Hold still.
Ouch!
Ha ha! You're a cover girl. Want Tom Selleck's mustache? Ooh, what a hunk! How about Barbara Streisand's nose?
Ouch! 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 Ouch!
On you, it looks good. Crow's feet, chicken necks, pig nose. Krepco's fabulous facial stapler tames them all. Get one for your dog face too. Yes, it's Krepco's fabulous facial stapler from Krepco, where we always say, if you buy this, you'll buy anything!
Y100!
Y100, 916. Lionel Richie's brand new one. Y100. On this, Nancy Reagan's birthday. Turned 61 years old today, as a matter of fact. That's Lionel's brand new one. His other last song, Hello, is just now number one in England. Excuse me, hold on. Sonny Fox, good morning.
Good morning, boy. This is Congressman Pepper Collin from Tallahassee.
Mr. Pepper, what can I do for you?
Well, call because it's in regards to the birthday of the nation's first lady, Nancy Reagan.
Well, what about it?
Well, I wrote a little birthday poem for her.
Oh, really?
I'd like to share it with the Y100 radio audience.
Go right ahead.
Thank you very much.
You gotta do it or not?
Yes, happy birthday, Nancy Reagan. Congratulations for 61 years of love and purity. Just think, honey, in 4 more years, you'll be eligible for Social Security.
Oh, really?
Pretty good stuff, huh?
Yeah, right. Why did you just mail it to her?
Well, that's part of the reason I called. Speaking of Social Security, I got a little discombobulated here. Accidentally, well, I mailed her birthday, deposited her birthday card in the bank and mailed her Social Security check.
Your Social Security
check. My Social Security check. Yeah. See, I told you I was discombobulated.
Well, thanks for calling. I'm sure she'll hear it.
Well, thank you and goodbye. But tell her, listen, she's getting 8.5% interest on that card, so tell her to leave it there. Thank you and goodbye.
Will Nancy really enjoys her hiney?
Y100, where it's always sunny in the morning. We ask
704 with Sonny Fox.
And George Gump, Y100, America's mega station, with more Michael Jackson tickets. WHYI, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and the Palm Beaches. Y100.
Yeah, here's Michael now. Y100 with Michael Jackson, and beat it. Good morning. Remember, we got more Michael Jackson tickets for you. Be the 100th caller when you hear the Victory Tour Hotline, followed by a Jackson record. Or pick up the Miami Herald this weekend. The Sunday Herald has a coupon inside from Channel 7 and Y100. Fill it in and mail it in, and you could be being called by us at your home. You know, win Michael Jackson tickets. So stay tuned right here. Partly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, high of 88 degrees today. Here's our first traffic report, sitting in for the vacation of Captain Y. Here's Captain Whippy.
Well, thank you, Sonny. Good morning. The 40 Turnpike extension's a little bit heavy this morning, especially just north of Coral Reef Drive, going north to the 874 cutoff ramp. And I also did on the Palmetto bypass as well. Otherwise, things look pretty good this morning. There's no reported accidents in Dade or Broward County at this time, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. That's traffic. I'm Captain Wimpy.
Hey, Captain Wimpy, what kind of car do you drive?
I have an old Metropolitan myself.
I see. Well, thanks.
Really sporty.
Yeah.
Toothpaste. Shampoo.
The supermarket. The
super. All right, now, here's a word from a super wine. Would you welcome, please, for Heine Wine, our fine morning show sponsor. Here's Athlete's Foot.
Thank you very much, Sonny. Today is Nancy Reagan's birthday. Okay.
Right,
and
right.
Big Red and Thor, owners and operators of the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Medley, manufacturers of Heine Wine, a great-tasting Florida wine in a flip-top can, plan on making their Heine a big part of the birthday celebration today at the White House.
All right.
Now, although the brothers, Big Red and Thor, will not be there in person, there will be they will be represented by family attorney Philip A. Heine. Phil to you,
yeah, right.
Who will present Nancy with a proclamation thanking her for making Heine the official wine of the White House approximately 2.5 years ago. Now, the proclamation, I have a copy right here. It reads like this.
Right.
Nancy Reagan, this is to announce that you and the president are now honorary members of the Heine family.
Right.
And although your last name may be Reagan, through your work and your efforts, I was a little choked up there, through
yeah.
your work and your efforts in Washington over the past year or so, you have proven to be Heine's in every sense of the word. Okay.
Right.
And signed in their own hand, Big Red and Thor.
Hey.
Nancy's promised that the proclamation will be hung in the blue room, right in between the picture of Ron enjoying a little Heine with his favorite American, Shelley Winters, and the picture of James Watt shooting at Smokey the Bear with a telescopic rifle. So, from all of us to Nancy Reagan, happy birthday, Nancy, and remember, even though years are slipping by, you're never too old to enjoy a little Heine.
Yeah.
And touch. Okay. Heine wine. The wine that made Medley Medley.
Heine in the morning, Heine in the evening, Heine at supper time. If I give you some Heine, will you always be mine?
Will she really enjoys her Heine?
Y-100!
Y-100, your official party station. Saturday, July 14th at Quiet Waters Park in Pompano. Listen to win free passes to an amazing new concept in water ski sports. Cable skiing is here now, and you're invited to do it with Y100 Saturday, July 14th. There'll be free prizes, including a $500 ski equipment package and a Windjammer cruise for two worth $1,000. Plus, Michael Jackson concert ticket. Be there at Quiet Waters Park in Pompano, the 14th, with Y100.
Y100, that's the SOS band. Just be good to me. Be good to yourself and get to work a little early. 7:24 already, partly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, and a high of 88 degrees. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, more Michael Jackson tickets. Pay attention. When you hear the Victory Tour hotline, followed by a Michael Jackson record, all you got to do is run to the phone and give us a call.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on with news now. Here's Ron Hersey.
Thanks, Sonny. Good morning. We're brought to you by Hollywood Lincoln, rather Miami Lincoln Mercury.
I heard that.
Uh-oh.
It'll be partly cloudy today with a 50% chance of rain.
I missed my cue there. Supposed to say, call Del Air at 527-4656 or call toll-free at 1-800-HOT-SALE for your Bryant air conditioner.
Oh, okay. Partly cloudy, 50% chance of rain. High of 88 for today. It's 80 degrees in Fort Lauderdale and on the beach, 78 in Miami and 80 at Y100. I'm Ron Hersey. That's what's happening on Friday, July 6, 1984.
July 6, 1980.
What radio station do you listen to?
Y100.
You're going to the Jacksons!
Oh, my God! Woo! You're kidding.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
Who am I talking to here?
Jennifer.
Where are you from, Jennifer?
Cooper City.
You a big Jacksons fan?
Oh, you better believe it.
Well, you're going to Jacksonsville for the Victory Tour.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great holiday. Keep listening. There's plenty more to come right up to concert time.
All right.
Anytime anybody asks what station you listen to, what do you say?
Y100!
Y100 with Duran Duran. And hungry like the wolf. Good morning. How you doing? It's 7:40 with Sunny Fox, partly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, a high of 88 degrees. We have some famous birthdays today, don't we?
Yeah, Nancy Reagan celebrates a birthday today. Her official age is 61. Guess who else celebrates a birthday, though? Our old pal Sly Stallone. He, according to the teletype here this morning, Sylvester Stallone will be celebrating his 38th birthday today. So, Sly, wherever you are, happy birthday, and may you have many more sequels.
Yeah, right. He has no equal when it comes to... one second. Hold on a minute. Sonny Fox, good morning.
Yo, Sonny.
Yeah.
Oh, Sly, hold on a minute, will you?
Sure.
Hey, the fellas. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me! Absolutely. Did a fine job, boys. Take five. I'm on the phone here. Yo, Sonny.
You're in good voice today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I learned all my singing from Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah. Well, how old are you today, Sly?
Never mind. You're in business, Sonny.
Yeah, right.
Besides, I'm in a good mood. Don't mess it up. You know?
Yeah, what, are you opening presents today?
Oh, I got presents all over the place, Sonny. Cards and presents, big party coming up. Let me just share some of my presents with your audience.
Share your presents. All right, fine, go ahead.
Okay, here's a a big card. Open the card up here. Oh, it's a poem.
Huh?
When it comes to macho actors, there's no one quite like you. Happy birthday to you, Sly. See you soon in Rhinestone 2.
No.
Of course, Dolly Parton.
Well, that's very nice. What presents she give you?
See, open it up. Say, very sporty. It's a rhinestone-covered jockstrap. So
really?
You got to be a real macho man to wear that, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, here's a present. Did a card. Oh, it's from Butkus.
Your dog?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me read the card. Ruff, ruff. Woof, woof. Bark, bark, bark.
I'm
going to open up the present here. Oh, it's a bone.
A bone.
Yeah, hey, it's Buck's best bone, too. He really loves me, you know. Gee, no wonder the backyard's all dug up. He must have hit it so I couldn't find it and then forgot where it was. Looks like a war went on out there.
Yeah, I really got to be going.
Okay,
so.
Okay. One more present, huh?
All right, fine.
Okay, here's the card. I beat your butt, fool, in Rocky 3. Do you understand me, sucker? If you're smart, you'll write me into Rocky 4, you miserable, greasy mother. Sonny, what coarse thing. Oh, Buckus, don't read that card.
Who's that from?
Mr. T.
Oh, really?
The present here.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, it's a Mr. T doll.
Oh, really?
Let me pull the string, see what it says here. I want Balboa. 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 I want Balboa.
That's enough for that.
Obviously, the man has a one-track mind.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I gotta go too, Sonny. I got a lot of writing to do.
Oh, thank you, cards?
No.
What?
I gotta write Mr. T into Rocky IV. I mean, I may be dumb, Sonny, but I ain't stupid.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, Sly.
Thank you, Sly. Goodbye, Sonny. Almost forgot who I was.
Yeah.
Henry, get out
Y 100, where it's always sunny in the morning.
Forever.
Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado. And don't forget to tip your waitress.
Sunny in the morning.
More Michael Jackson tickets on this morning show. Stick by.
Y 100.
Well, all you sports lovers, time to go over to Studio B Bar and Grill. Check out the latest. There's athlete's foot.
Thanks a lot, Sonny. Wimbledon, the women's final is set. Navratilova and Everett Lloyd, the two have met on three previous occasions in the Wimbledon final. Navratilova's won them all, but I'll tell you, Chris, Everett Lloyd looked awful good to me yesterday against Manilikova. I think she's going
to
make a match out of it. The men's semis today, McEnroe versus Pat Cash, and Lindell meets Connors.
What do you think will win
the Lindell-Connors match?
Connors.
Connors.
Do you? So it'll be Connors and McEnroe, huh?
Sure, why not? Sell more shoes and tennis rackets.
Major Leagues. The Tigers broke a four-game losing streak, beating Texas 7-4. Boston beat California 12-7. Dwight Evans, six RBIs and a grand slam in that one.
Ooh.
The White Sox beat Cleveland 7-6 on a Luzinski blast. Toronto, Milwaukee, and Minnesota were winners. Kansas City and Baltimore postponed by rain. In the National League, Darryl Strawberry hit one out to lift the Mets over Cincinnati 4-3. San Diego, Houston, St. Louis, and the Cubs won theirs. Here are some of the all-star pitchers. National League, the Mets, Gooden at 19, the youngest ever all-star. Andahar of St. Louis, Gossage, of course, in relief. The American League, Negro tops the list for the Yanks.
Hey, all right.
Jack Morris of Detroit, Quisenberry of Kansas City will be one of the relievers. USFL playoffs Saturday, Arizona's favored by 8 over L.A. and Philly's favored by 4.5 over Birmingham. And today, Miami Lakes, the big golf tournament. Dolphin media blast out there. Howard Cosell, Sonny's going to play. You got any word on that?
He has the unparalleled admiration and respect of everybody who plays golf, whether professional, amateur, or duffer.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of the last out there today. It's 8 o'clock. This is Athlete's Foot.
Number one,
Y100. WHYI, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and the Palm Beaches. Number one, America's mega station with more Michael Jackson tickets. Y100 804. Here's Ray Parker from the hit motion picture. Y100 with Ray Parker and Ghostbusters. Good morning. It's 807 with thousands of dollars in prizes and a whole new concept. Cable water skiing. That's where they pull you around the lake on the cable instead of behind a boat. Join us at Ski Rickson next Saturday the 14th at Quiet Waters Park north of Sample Road on Powerline and Pompano. I'll be up there on my skis. Hopefully I'll stay up. Lots of stuff to give away, including Michael Jackson tickets. So come on by. It's July 14th at Ski Rickson up there in Pompano. Quite an amazing thing. Speaking of amazing, it's time to check out traffic once again. See how you're doing out there. Sitting in for Captain Wise on vacation. Here is Captain Whitby.
Well, thank you, Sonny. Good morning. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, there's no accidents reported in Dade or Broward. However, Dixie Highway looks good into Cutler Ridge, Purina, northbound in Sunnyland. Busiest traffic's on Dixie between South Miami and Coral Gables. There's a malfunctioning traffic light in Miami at North Flagler and 29th Avenue. The pedestrian crosswalk is stuck on red, so watch your step. That's traffic. I'm Captain Wimpy.
Speaking of cars, you got a family? You want a family car? When it comes to family cars, there's a lot of them around you can buy. However, if you go to County Line Road and 441 and County Line Mitsubishi and see the Tretti and the Cordia, you may very well change your mind about what you're going to buy. Because the Tretti and Cordia are family cars with economy, lots of room, and most of all, they're built like a, well...
Baby.
Thanks, guys. No, go on out there. See the Tretti's and Cordia's at the County Line Mitsubishi, Florida's largest Mitsubishi dealer. They're built well, real well. The only way to tell how a car drives and how it handles is actually go drive one. So please make a trip this weekend out to County Line Road and 441. Ask for John Hawkins, any of the fine folks out there that I've been telling you about a year now at County Line Mitsubishi. And check out the cars from Mitsubishi Motors. They are some of the finest in the world. 441 and County Line Road, you'll get your best deal because they're the largest dealership in Florida.
Here's Terry Brett.
Good morning. 810 with the Eurythmics here. Y100, 817, is Steve Perry. Y100 with Steve Perry from his latest Street Talk album. It's a solo called She's Mine. Good morning. 822 is Sunny Fox. Partly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, a high of 88. Congratulations, not only is Sly have a birthday, but Nancy Reagan, 61 years old today.
Yeah.
And congratulations to our First Lady, who's probably celebrating up there right now. Excuse me, hold on. Sonny Fox, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Fox. This is your president calling from Washington.
Oh, President Reagan, good morning.
Well, that's right. We're just sitting here listening to the radio and Nancy's birthday and all, and heard you mention it.
Oh, yeah, how old is she today, Mr. President?
Well, she's, well, I forgot. One moment. Nancy, how old are you? Oh! I forgot. She doesn't like to discuss that very much.
I have it right here. It says she says she's 61 in the newswire.
Oh, no, Mr. Fox. Oh, she heard you. Oh. don't mention 61.
Ow!
Put down that ashtray, Nancy.
What'd you get her for her birthday, sir?
Well, I went to Bloomingdale's and bought her a marvelous little designer blouse.
Oh, really?
With little diamonds sewed around the neck.
Oh, sweet.
61. One for each year of her wonderful... Ow! I'm sorry, dear. Well, I better go. I've got to do some more shopping.
Well, you going to buy some more presents for her?
No, some Tylenol. I'm developing a terrific headache. Besides, we're running out of ashtrays here at the White House.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye. Now with news, here's Ron Hersey.
Thank you, Sonny. Good morning. We're brought to you by Hollywood Lincoln Mercury at the corner of Sheridan Street and U.S. 1 in Hollywood. Air Florida is still grounded after filing for bankruptcy. Officials hope that a federal judge on Monday...
Call Affordable Air Conditioning at 486-0479 or call toll-free 1-800-HOT-SALE.
It'll be partly cloudy today with a 50% chance of rain, a high of 88. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 88, only a 30% chance of rain. Right now it's 79 degrees in Fort Lauderdale, 79 on the beach. It's 76 in Miami and 79 at Y100. I'm Ron Hersey, and that's what's happening Friday, July 6th, 1984.
July 6th, 1980. Y100's 833. First in Florida, thanks to you, over 750,000 strong. Here's Julio and Diana. Now, with traffic sitting in for the vacationing, Captain Y, here's Captain Wimpy.
Oh, thank you, Shinny. Good morning. In Broward, everything looks pretty good. Just a little bit of construction here and there, slowing things down. There's no real problems, but a couple of disabled cars on the interstate between Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood are slowing things down. In Dade, that looks pretty good, too. There is an accident, though, on 47th Avenue and 167th Street, and also a disabled car at Southwest 2nd Street and Lejeune Road slowing things down. But other than that, looks really good, Shiny, and that's traffic. I'm Captain Wimpy.
As you can see over the steering wheel, tired of using the kiddie toilet in the men's room, tired of the nicknames, Shorty, Half Pint, The Midge. Tired of being introduced to new people, only to have them say they never met a jockey before. Tired of the old jokes like, he thinks it's bad luck to walk under a black cat, or, hey, Shorty, you look like an aerial photograph of a human being. Well, you now can be 6, 7, 8 feet tall with my revolutionary Schlock Extendo Person Height Helper Stilts. That's right. Just select the size you want to be, go buy an extra long pair of pants, and strap one of these modern miracles to each leg. Why, when you get these babies on, look out Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And they come with little fake shoes on the bottom in a variety of styles. And after you learn to balance and you get real handy on them, you can break dance, you can trot, you can do... Well, watch, I got a pair on now. Here I'm... Oh. See how I can walk? The noise is a little strange.
You all right?
Well, it takes a little practice. Yeah. This is Dr. Murray. Y100.
Y100.
The time to check out the Y100 Pensacola Victory Tour hotline.
The Jacksons to be announced soon. The Jackson family of Pensacola would like to thank you for calling the Victory Tour hotline and wishes you the best of luck.
Y100.
You know, I was...
Sonny Fox, who's this?
This is David.
David, I'm afraid you're number 99, Dave.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, try it again. Sorry.
Thanks a lot, Fox, though.
Bye-bye. Sonny Fox, who's this?
Nadine. Yes?
Where are you calling from?
Miami.
Miami. Are you a Jackson fan?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
You are caller number 100.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. You're a winner.
Oh, my God.
You got Jackson's tickets. You're going to Jacksonville.
Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Okay.
I bet you didn't think he'd win, did you?
No, I didn't know he was going
to
win.
Well, you tell your friends you are going to see Michael Jackson in person.
Thank you.
Yeah, everybody asks what radio station you listen to for Jackson tickets. Say it again.
Y100.
Y100's Athlete's Foot with the Sport. Next.
Hey, all right, time for sports once again. Before we continue, though, Footy, if you don't mind, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Captain Wimpy, who has been sitting in for... How about a hand for Captain Wimpy, all right? Been sitting in for Captain Y all week.
Oh, well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, Sonny? Just thank you?
Well, what do you want?
I don't get an award or you got a plaque, don't I get a plaque or
get
something?
Out of here, please.
Come on, Jenny. How about a little coin of the realm or something? Yeah?
A little something for the effort.
Yeah, a little something for the effort.
Hey, how about this?
Oh,
There you go.
Now, with traffic, yeah, with sports, here's Woody.
The Wimbledon, the women's final is set. Navratilova and Chris Everett Lloyd will meet. The two have met on three previous occasions in the final at Wimbledon. Navratilova won them all. I don't know. Chris Everett Lloyd looks pretty determined to me this year. I think it's going to be a lot tougher match than most had expected.
Nice set of gams, too.
Major League Hooters, Major League Hooters. Yeah, yeah. Men's semi today, McEnroe versus Pat Cash, and Lindell meets Connors. Major Leagues, the Tigers broke a four-game losing streak, beating Texas 7-4. Boston beat California 12-7. Dwight Evans had six RBIs in that, including a grand slam. The White Sox beat Cleveland 7-6 on a Luzinski blast. Toronto, Milwaukee, Minnesota won theirs.
Where are the Phillies now? Two games back or what?
No, the Phillies, I think, are a game back. I happen to have my stats right here. They're two games back. Philadelphia's. As a matter of fact, Kansas City and Baltimore were postponed. In the National League, Darryl Strawberry hit one out to lift the Mets over Cincinnati 4-3. San Diego, Houston, St. Louis, and the Cubs were winners. Philadelphia was idle last night. The Philadelphia's idle pretty much of the time.
Oh, yeah.
USFL playoffs Sunday, Phillies favored by 4.5 over Birmingham. And on Saturday, Arizona's favored by 8 over L.A. Now, L.A. is the home team, but the game will be played in Arizona because they're getting the Coliseum ready for the Olympics and the Rose Bowl and the other stadium out there, I forget the name of it, is occupied. Also, the game was originally scheduled for 3:30 Eastern. Students in Arizona on the field to file this report. Come on in, Jackie.
Are we on the air? Are we on the air? Get red. Get red. Get a slug and get red.
I think he was asking for some Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Yeah. It's 8:59. This is Athlete's Foot.
Wow, very good.
Y100.
And here he is now to correct it.
Well, I said the Phillies were idle last night. They did have a game. They beat Atlanta 1-0, but that doesn't mean they weren't idle. They just won the game. You know what it was, actually? My assistant sports director, Brian, fouled up and didn't give me the information. I'll take the rap from though, because I'm, you know.
Yeah, somebody had a big man.
Yay! So,